You're on, so we'll just let it go. Okay, we'll come, okay?
I can
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Families are going to be restored.
into the fellowship that God has already destined for them. Hallelujah. I feel this thing to do. Glad, glory to God. And God already sent confirmation. He already sent a word to confirm that this is me. This is me. This is not flesh, but this is me. When you hear the Lord speaking sometimes you're frightened. Sometimes you're like, Lord, is this you? Hallelujah. And that's why it's so imperative in this day that we're living in to know the voice of God. Hallelujah. You better know what voice you're listening to. Amen. So we're just excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this. When God put this in my spirit late last night and then even early this morning, he confirmed it. Because guess what? We have a surprise guest with us today. He wasn't even, hey, glory to Jesus. He wasn't scheduled to come on the line today, but he's here. Amen. But we just like to greet you in the awesome, matchless, magnanimous, wonderful, marvelous name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If I was able to sing a song this day, I would sing, he keeps on doing great things for me. Glory to God. Is he doing anything great in your life? Amen. We greet you all, and we're just so happy that you all have taken the time to tune in once again on this is what they call in the world Blue Monday. Oh, but I'm gonna call this a marvelous Monday, because it's marvelous when you're in the kingdom. It's marvelous when you know who you are. It's marvelous when you know that God is a keeper. God has sustained us this weekend. And we're just so happy to be back on the line again with a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And we're going to get right on into the word, because we want to hear what God is saying through this awesome, powerful, just anointed man of God. He's no stranger to New Destiny Ministries. He's no stranger to this radio broadcast. He's no stranger to the saints. And he certainly is not a stranger to God Almighty. He is a friend of God. And guess what? God is his friend. God is his redeemer. God is his deliverer. God is his waymaker. Hallelujah. So with no further ado, we're going to get those of you that are in late. You might miss something, so that's why we are so happy that you're able to go back into the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety. But I'm going to open up with the word of prayer, and I am in the next voice you'll hear will be none other than Dr. Winston Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries of Los Angeles, California. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God, giving you glory and giving you thanks. Lord, we're just so excited about what you're doing in our lives. We're so excited about what you're doing in our family lives. We're so excited about what you're doing in the saints of God life. Lord God, we thank you for another day that you have made. This is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we're thanking you for our co-host, Sister Ruby Barry, and we're thanking you for all of the callers that are calling in today, those that may get on the archives and listen later. And even those, excuse me, I'm hearing an echo. Even those that are in the chat room, Lord God, we come against every hindrance today. We bind up the airwaves today. And, Lord God, we're asking you to let your angels take over. Lord, let there be no interruptions. Let there be no hindrances. Let there be no disturbances. We command it right now that the airwaves are going to be clear to hear what thus say the Lord. This, Lord God, we're thanking you for our destiny. us this week, healing relationship. One of our callers, Sister Pammy, she said she wanted to hear a discussion about relationships. We didn't know that it was coming this soon. Lord God, but you knew it. We're asking you to bless every listener, every caller, and God, we're asking you to anoint this speaker, anoint this man of God, where he can speak with clarity, where he can speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. We present to some and introduce to others our speaker, Dr. Winston L. Singleton, Jr. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and to the host and all the co-hosts and everyone that's out there in Radio Land and out abroad and from far and near. Praise you, the Lord. We are excited of being here on this morning. Truly, God is doing great things. And I just want to let someone know out there that change is going to come. Just want to let you know today that this is a very powerful. I love the fact that it was made known that today is Marvelous Monday. A lot of times, sometimes said about our traditions have made the word of God of none effect. And most times you hear a traditional statement is said in this wise, Blue Monday, meaning that, you know, we get to go through transition of gloom and try to get back to, by the time Friday come up, you're back to flight. But I want to let you know in Christ there is no stagnation. In Christ there is no way of trying to transform from one state to another. But the only thing the Bible said, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you'll be able to prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So we just thank the Lord for this opportunity on this morning. As the host that made mention it this morning, we didn't even know we were going to be speaking this morning, but the Lord began to put something on my heart as we began to chat, and I just felt a need to come forth today and just bring something forth to the body of Christ in terms of encouragement, and also to uproot the things that is keeping us back, and to bring forth things stability and to bring forth continuity and to bring forth harmony in the body of Christ. So this is a wonderful subject on today, healing relationships. And a lot of times when we're talking about relationships, you know, there's a lot of agencies out there that's helping people come together in relationships in terms of, you know, getting a girlfriend or trying to, get a wife and all those types of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't condemn that at all because Jesus already said that there will be marriages and given in marriages. So I already know that in the end times, you know, people are going to be getting married, people are going to be coming together because that is the spirit of the age. And there's nothing wrong with that because the Bible made mention on how he said it's not good for man to be alone, I'll make a helpmate. Or and then he said also, I use that in terms of even humanity. When we work by ourselves and don't have help, we in trouble. The Bible said, he said, in a multitude of counselors there is safety. And so, therefore, the Bible said, mark the perfect man and uphold the upright, for the end of that man's life is peace. And then, you know, so the Bible brings about a lot of scriptures that makes known that you're not so good by yourself. He said, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. If two or three gather together in my name, I shall be in the midst. So I think that it's a wonderful thing that men and women from all ages, all creeds, all walks of life, you know, of religious diversities, it's okay for us to come together. But I want to address something today that is so important and that is so crucial and so vital today in the body of Christ is that we're not together as we should be. When we're talking about healing now, we're talking about to make sound or whole. In other words, to return to a solid state. When we're talking about healing, we're talking about to restore to health. When we're talking about healing, we're talking about to cause such things as undesirable conditions. It's to cause to be overcome. The Bible made mention that in the book of Romans chapter number 12, somewhere down in the 20s or early teens, it says to overcome evil with good. When we're talking about healing, we're talking about to mend. Things like troubles that have been forgotten. But when healing occurs, they become healed. So we're talking about mending. We're talking about to patch up things such as breaches and division. We're talking about healing. We're talking about to restore to original purity or integrity. In other words, healing from sins that may have been committed in the past or even now. When we're talking about healing, we're talking about actually, we're talking about a cure. We're talking about a remedy. We're talking about restore. Play cousin of mine, we were talking one time, and I always kept this in my mind. There used to be a term that's used out there. It says man's extremities is God's opportunity. I'll say that again. In past times, I used to say man's extremity is God's opportunity. But I had to modify that because God don't have to be the opportunity or an option. I say now that man's extremity is God's remedy. I'll say that again. Man's extremity, what might be extreme to you, what might be crucial for you, something that might send you to all the way to the cliff of life and all to fall off and die. Man's extremity is God's remedy. God will pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll put your feet on higher ground. He'll put a song in your soul and put a word in your mouth. God will establish you who was discombobulated. God will put you together. I heard someone say, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, my soul will cry out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. See, I'm going to tell you something. Healing is in the name of Jesus. I want to say that again. Healing is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are safe. We have to understand today that the key word, the bypass word, the crucial word to use when you are in the trouble, you have to use the name of Jesus. You said, why the name of Jesus? Because the Bible said that God has highly exalted that name. He said he's given him a name that's above every name. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. We have to understand that that name is the same name that healed that man in chapter number 3 of the book of Acts. A man was lame from his mother's womb. He was laid at the gate called Beautiful. And Peter and John was on their way to the temple of the hour of prayer, which was 3 p.m. our time. And he made mention concerning that there was a man there, lame there, and someone had to pick that man up and bring him to the gate daily. But he came and he got a chance to meet Peter and John. And the Bible said that Peter said, look on us. Do you see what we're talking about here? See, why in ministry, when I got a group of people with me, you always want people just to hear you. Look at me. Look at me. No, look at us. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to the flight. So Peter said, look on us. Then the Bible said that the man was looking at Peter and looking up to him as though he was going to receive something. And look what Peter said unto him. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wow. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said when the man came up and he landed, the Bible said his ankle bones received strength. But then Peter went on and told the Sanhedrin, those people that was over the rulers, he told them, he said that it was the name of Jesus who healed that man. So, amen, we want to start by letting you know, to order to be healing in a relationship, Jesus, the name of Jesus must be applied. The name of Jesus must be reverenced, and the name of Jesus must not be excluded in whatever you do. In word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. But let me move on now from healing to relationship. Relationship means the state of being related or interrelated. I said the state of being related or interrelated. In other words, you don't have to be a relative to be in relationship. You don't have to be someone distant to be in relationship. If you and I are going the same way, if we have the same vision, if we have the same mindset, if we have the same mindset of endurance and stick-to-itiveness, we can all come together. Now, birds of a feather flock together. That's an old saying. It's not a Bible saying, but it's really true. You, if you're of like passions, you will get with somebody. That's why I always say that doctors get with doctors, lawyers get with lawyers, other elements of the world, they get together. But what I'm saying, why is it hard for the body of Christ to come together? It's because the enemy don't want that relationship. He don't want that state of being related or interrelated to come about in the body of Christ. So when we're talking about relationship, we're talking about the relation connecting or binding participants in a relationship. You must, if you're going to be a part of a relationship, there must be a connection. There must be a connect and not a disconnect. There must be something there that attracts one to the other. See, a lot of times we look at attraction as being a sexual or a very deeply passionate thing. But just the very fact you like what I like, as long as we have things in common, and that's what's wrong with some of our marriages today. I've been married going on 23 years, and a lot of times we used to think that because we belong to the same church or belong to the same religious institution, that love will grow from there. No, love don't grow from that. Love grows when we have more commonality with one another. The more we like to do things together, the more we like to say things together, the more that our lives are relating one to the other. You know, if you're going for education, don't get mad at your partner for going for not wanting education. You do what you can to stimulate, activate, motivate that individual. Sometimes you have to use influence directly or indirectly. Sometimes you just got to do things to know that eventually, if they catch on, they will become a part. That's why it's so imperative for the body of Christ to try to say, what can I do to make that person smile rather than what can I do to make that person get ticked off? See, that's the problem today. We want to find what ticks you off instead of what's turning me on. But I want to let you know, if you apply Jesus to me, he'll turn me on. That's what Jesus wants to do. Jesus wants to turn us on. He wants to turn on the faucets and the relationships and allow things to flow. Because bitter and sweet cannot come out the same fountain. Sweetness must come from sweetness. Bitterness comes from bitterness. So we have to build a relationship that we can cause healing in our midst. Let me go on further now. When we talk about relationship, we're talking about a specific instance of type or kinship. A specific instance or type of kinship. See, when you hear that word type is like. It doesn't mean it's actually you have to be my cousin in order for me to give you some money. No, can you just be somebody that has need, a help to give some money? The Bible said, if you have obtained these worldly goods and shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you? The Bible said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Sometimes the kinship is just showing love. When the Bible said, the Bible said in the book of Romans, he said, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If they have need of drink, give them drink. He said, by doing this, you put heat coals of fire on their head. You'll be surprised sometime if you can show love, you'll confuse your enemy. Because the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But God came to reveal, restore, and revive. Uh-huh. So you see there's an opposite there between the darkness and the light. The Bible said that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. He said if you don't love your brother, you dwell in darkness. So relationship is very important. When we're talking about relationship, we talk about a state of affairs existing between those having relations or dealing. Let me repeat that one again. I think that's a beautiful one. When we talk about relationship, we're talking about a state of affairs existing between those having relations or deals. It's not all about sometimes what you know is who you know. It's not all the time what you are is who you're associated with. It's important, whether you in church or outside the church, that relationships are important. But in the church, it's so imperative. Because love, the Bible says that love or charity is the bond of perfection, perfectness, or harmony. So in order to produce harmony, there must be a relationship. But first of all, I want to start off something here. When we're talking about healing a relationship, sometimes I cannot heal others if I'm not healed. Let me repeat that. I cannot heal others or cause healing in other people's lives when I'm not healed. But you said, well, how can I be healed? First of all, we need to go to the back to basis of what God is requiring for us to do to obtain this healing relationship. First of all, you must have a relationship with God. I repeat that. You and I must have a relationship with God. If we don't have a relationship with God, we cannot have a relationship with mankind. You said, why would you say that? Because God said in his word in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5, he said, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thine heart, that means your brain, your mind, with all your soul, your total being, and all your might, all your energy. And so, first of all, in order for the healing to begin in your life, to really bring forth powerful relationship, you must work with you. God wants you to build a relationship with him, with you. He wants you to build a relationship with him, with you. If you don't love God, if you don't love yourself, you can't love God. And if I can't love God, I can't love my enemy, and I can't love my neighbor. You must first work on you. Give the Lord your mind. Give the Lord your creativity. Give the Lord your mindset. Give the Lord your awareness of how you think, how you feel, how you perceive. God said, I want all of it. I just don't want part of your creativity. You out there that's in hip-hop world, if God has blessed you, render a song unto the Lord sometime. You know, in your album, put something that's going to give praise to God, too. You know, just don't talk about the women, glorifying the women and men in your life, but glorifying your parents. But God said, I want to be a portion of what you do. Let me in to where you are. Build a relationship between God, because God is love. God is love so much that he gave his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Look at that unconditional relationship of love. And he said, whosoever believeth in his son should not perish but have everlasting life. He said he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent his son into the world for healing of the world. We talk about healing relationships. We're talking about relationships that's going to cause a bind of love. We're talking about a relationship that's going to cause from disaster to prosperity. We're talking about bringing restoration in your life. We're talking about the love of God that can constrain all men to become who they need to become. So we're talking about healing relationships. In order for you to be healed, you have to work on you, because you can't help me if you need help. If you don't help yourself, you cannot help me. And that's the problem today in the body of Christ. We will talk about this in a little bit. They're very important that we are in the body of Christ. There must be a relationship. Yes, there's a lot of organizations out there, particularly of apostolic Pentecostal background, holiness. Yes, we have the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. Yes, we have the PCNA of Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. Yes, we have the Church of God in Christ. Yes, we have the UPC, the United Pentecostal Churches, and so many other religious denominations. But the thing is, if the denominations and the organizations don't bring on the healing, it's coming together in the body of Christ. The Bible said that by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. The Bible went on to say, too, that in Christ there's neither male nor female, bond nor free, Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. So if we're one in Christ, there is a relationship. But the relationship must correlate not always in the spirit, but it's also correlating with everyone individually. It's your job to make sure I feel good. It's my job to make sure you feel good. The Bible said, be helpers one to another. So we got to be able to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and we should not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For the Bible said that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if you got that mindset to stay away from me, if you got that mindset to disassociate yourself with me, if you got that mindset to not even deal with me, then you cannot heal me in relationship. relationship. You must have love. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have also loved you. He said, by this all men will know that you are my disciples or followers, because you have loved one for another. The problem in the world today, people don't see the oneness of the body of Christ. The problem today is that people see hatred and malice and jealousy among one another. But I dare you today, I mandate you today to get back with those people of God. Yes, you don't see eye to eye, but amen, who do see eye to eye? Because as long as we're in the flesh, I see something different. But in the spirit, there is unity. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter number 133. He said, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. In other words, he said, how truly wonderful would relatives live together in peace. Now, when I'm talking about the body of Christ, we are family, so I'll refer that scripture to us. Look what he said. Coming together is so wonderful. He said it was all, he pictured in his mind, the psalmist pictured in his mind, how beautiful and anointed this coming together is good. He said it's so good. He said it's just as beautiful as olive oil, anointed oil, pure oil, sweet-smelling fragrance, pour on Aaron's head and running down his beard onto the collar of his robe. That is amazing. There was an anointed ceremonial factor that occurred in the sanctuary where the priest had to make sure that he was together in order to present a relationship between God and Israel. He had to put forth, he had to go through the tabernacle and had to go through the holy place into the holy of holies. Only the high priest can do it, though. But the Bible said he had to make sure he was together. It took him a week to get himself together. Then once he went in there, he began to make the sacrifice, pouring the blood on the mercy seat. And then he was seeing the colors, the Shekinah glory coming from the rooftop, coming through onto the mercy seat. And the glory of God would come there, and he would make sacrifices for Israel. Look here, we're talking about relationship. We're talking about the priest coming before God to bring him and the people back together. That's how he said how beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together. It's just like that combination of the mercy seat and the priest trying to bring the people together. We have to understand that we are together. Together we stand, divided we fall. There must be a healing relationship in the body of Christ. Because when the power of God comes in our midst, there is a healing. I want to let someone know today, God is letting you know today, that a change is going to come. So we understand that we have to have a relationship. First of all, you got a relationship with you and God. Then God gives you the power to empower others. Look what the Bible said in the relationship with God. He said now in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse 5, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God wants a relationship with you first. He wants you to get the chance to know who you are, love him with you. Then he wants you to keep your mind set. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Then the Bible talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes, he made mention concerning Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. See, relationship is not you thinking that you are, your destiny is all about being God's gift to men and women. That is your case. But your love should be, he said, if you don't even know your purpose yet, your purpose is to fear God and to keep his commandments. With all your mind, with all your soul, with all your energies, with all your synergy, with everything that lies with you, anything, everything that has breath, Praise the Lord. Amen. Some of you that are just instrument players, preachers, you're supposed to render your body a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or worship. Look what he said here. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you be able to prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. But look how Paul picked it up from Romans to the book of Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 23. He said, and be ye renewed in the power of your mind. In other words, the spirit of your mind constitutes your attitude with your thoughts. And so if my attitude's not right, my spirit is not right. And if my spirit ain't right, I can't give God what he wants. I can't give my enemy what they need, and I can't give my neighbor what they need. So it's time for us. A change is going to come, but you got to make up in your mind that I'm going to stop thinking spiritual, stop speaking carnal things. I'm going to stop thinking carnal things. I'm going to stop doing carnal things, and I'm going to walk in the Spirit. Look what he said here. He said, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said that the flesh lusts against the Spirit or desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit lust or desires against the flesh. And these two are contrary or contradict one another, that you will not be able to be which you would be. But when you get a chance on your own homework, I want you to read the 19th verse of chapter 5 of Galatians. And the first one is adultery. Amen. And fornication and uncleanness and 17 plus things. So we have to walk in the Spirit, saints, that we can bring forth healing in relationship. Now I'm going to break off a piece of this now and go directly on what we were talking about. In the body of Christ, there is a mandate for healing relationships. I'll repeat that. In the body of Christ, there is a mandate. There is a necessary step that needs to be brought out in the body of Christ to bring forth healing in relationships. I want you right now to turn to the book of James. The book of James, chapter number 5. James, chapter number 5. Starting at verse 16, James chapter number 5, verse 16. Look what it says here. It says, confess your faults.
My God.
Confess your shortcomings. Confess your ideologies. Confess what you think is right, what you don't think is right. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. Let me read that again. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. In other words, that ye may be whole, that ye may be sound, that ye may be restored, that ye may be mended, that ye may go back to your integrity, to your purity, that you might be patched up by the way of your division of breach. There is a healing component that needs to be associated in the church, that needs to be incorporated in the church. This God is saying today, you have to reconcile back with your people. You need to go back, forgive yourself, and start forgiving others.
Yes.
Go do your first work. How did you think when you first got God? How did you think when you first came out the wilderness? You was talking to everybody, but now you've been in the way a little while, and now you're seeing people of different walks of life and different mindsets. And you said, I'm not going to deal with him. I'm not going to deal with her. But God's saying it's time to mend the breaches. Hallelujah. It's time to come back. It's time to be associated. Reassociate yourself. It's time to reestablish yourself. Hey, you ain't the only one that's it. If you are somebody, then get with somebody and make them become somebody. Because the Bible said that we are examples of the believers in words, in deeds, in conversation, in faith, purity, and charity. God said a change is going to come, but he wants you that know that about the change to realign yourself, readjust yourself, get back into the fold, forgive others. They did wrong to you. But God wants to bring forth healing. God wants to bring forth relationship. God wants to bring forth clarity in the ministry. Look what he said here. Let's go now to the book of 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. See, God is pouring into me right now. And if you let God use you, he'll pour into you. Look what he said in chapter number 7, 2 Chronicles. But what I want to do first, before I go to verse number 14, I want to read a little bit down before then. This is after Solomon had dedicated the house unto the Lord and got the house back together. See, God is into people. He's into people coming together for a common objective, what that his spirit comes in and blends. Now, I'm going to start reading at verse number 11. Verse number 11 of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, and I'll read down to 16. It reads, "Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came unto Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. He prosperously affected." Now, listen, number 12. He said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice." He said in verse number 13, "If I shut up heaven that there be no more rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence or diseases or plagues among my people," look what he said here in verse number 14. He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven." Look what he said, "I'm going to do now." He said, "I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land." And he went on to number 15 and said, "Now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attended to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually or continually." You that have left the house of God need to go back to God's house. If God's house was dedicated, that means his name is there. That means his spirit is there. That means his joy is there. That means, amen, whatever you need, you have to go back to God's house. The Bible said, he said, "In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and in his right hand there's pleasures forevermore." But you can't get joy and healing away from the house of God. You must go back to the house of the Lord. He said, "My name is in that house." If you want your sins forgiven, you got to go to the altar and say, "Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned." And he said he's just and willing and able to forgive you of your sins. Whatever diseases you have, you got to come back to the house of the Lord, because in the house of the Lord, God is there. He's right there waiting for you to come and get it. Amen. Healing is not in the crack house. Healing is not in the club. You took on the spirit, but that spirit is vodka. God said, "I'm not in that spirit." He said, "My spirit, amen, shall dwell in you." He said, my spirit, he said, not nor by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the Bible said, ye shall receive Holy Ghost power after that the Holy Ghost be come upon you. So you have to receive the Lord in order to work on you to build a relationship with God, to build a healing relationship with others. If my people, if you have a relationship with God, you are his people. He's not just talking about Israel here. We're talking about future tense. We're not talking about the law. We're talking about grace now. You that are baptized believers, you that have confessed Christ as your personal Savior, you should be having a healing relationship with the Lord. In other words, if you're not feeling well, stop going to the doctors if they can't do nothing for you. They gave you up. Take it. He said, if you have a problem in your life, take it to Jesus. If you look around and everything ain't working right, you take it to Jesus. Why? Because I tried him for myself, and I don't need nobody else. Jesus will make it. Yes, he will. He'll make it all right. I just want to let you know that things can't be all right in the body of Christ if there's division. Going back to James, confess your faults. The problem is today we're bombarding our pastors. We're bombarding our spiritual leaders, our overseers. We are bombarding them with things that my brother can help me with. That's why the pastors are going on vacation. That's why the evangelist is not coming into your town. That's why the apostles are dissipating away from you. Why? Because you are giving him stuff that it's hard for him to handle. He's a watchman on the wall. In other words, he is your perfecter. In other words, he looks out for your spirituality. But you're bringing carnal things to him. Stop telling your faults to the pastor and give your faults to me. And I give my faults to you. And you and I work it out together. You and I clarify this thing. You and I get it. Now, let me tell you something that I'm really upset about. I'm upset about this. You said, you get upset? Yes, I do get upset. I'm upset right now. Why are you upset, Elder? I'm upset because the Bible said, if you think, Allah, your brother has an ought against you, if you think that someone don't like you, if you think that the person ain't getting along with you, he said, don't stare. He said, leave your gift at the altar. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't start cursing when you leave your gift. He said, now get up and go to your brother. And you reconcile with your brother and get that thing straight. And then after you got it straight, then come on back and let God bless you. There's healing in forgiveness. There's healing in telling and coming together. There's healing. But what's happening today in the church? I've also made mention, you got it off with your brother and you can't get it straight. He said, go get a witness. And then if that witness come with you and they still turn you down, go get another witness. And then after that, then you go and get the pastor. But the problem today, you haven't even talked to me. You didn't even get that thing straight between you and me. And then you're going to sit there and bring somebody in the midst of us when we haven't talked. That's going to bring on an attitude. That's going to bring on division. That's going to bring on unawareness. That's why you're not doing what the Bible says. The Bible said we got to do what the Word says. He said, my Word is spirit and my Word is life. He said to know the truth. The truth will make you free. He said when you find find the truth, walk therein. You're trying to do things your way and not God's way. But God said there's healing in relationship and change is going to come.
My God.
Lord. So what should you do? You got a problem with your brother or sister or friend or cousin? You go to them first. Then when they don't receive you, when they say, get out of my face, now go get a witness. The witness comes with you, and then they say, I'm bringing you here because I had an aunt with my brother. We had something going down. They didn't receive me. I want you to be a witness to me. He said, I'm still not going to receive you. Okay, I'll be right back. You go get somebody else. Because the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established.
Every word.
I still going to hear what I do with the Bible. So the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, everywhere is accepted. Just you by yourself, me, myself, and I is not two or three witnesses.
Mm.
Me, myself, and I is me. But you got to get somebody outside of you to bring healing in the relationship. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but God said, I'm not going to take you to another level until you get that straight. Oh!
Mm.
I want to anoint you another message until you get that straight, because it's very crucial that you can preach freely. The devil is not on you. You on yourself. God said, I want today. God said, go back and forgive that person. Well, they didn't come to me. God said, go to them right now and I'll heal you. Oh, Lord. God said, if you do what I told you to do, I'll bless you. I will not touch you until you bring healing in that relationship.
Mm.
You won't preach another anointed message until you get that straight. I couldn't heal your thing because you got an alt. God said, get it straight and I'll heal you. Change is going to come. Healing is coming. But you got to make the move.
Oh, God.
God said, I'm tired of your preaching relationship and you can't stand nobody. All those you can't stand, I want you to call them up today and tell them you're sorry. Yeah, you look like you've been, excuse my expression, yeah, you look like you've been punked. That is a word in dictionary. Look it up. I'm not cursing. When you say someone's a punk, you say that you downgrade them. You say they're worthless. That's what a punk is, a worthless person.
Mm.
Yeah, you feel like you're like that. But God said, humble yourself before the mighty hands of God, and I will exalt you in due time. He said, he that is exalted shall be humbled, but he that humble himself shall be exalted. Stop thinking you are a punk and do what God told you. God said, get rid of that ill feeling you got. Clear it up today. Sometimes God cannot take you out of this land until you do what you have to do. There's somebody waiting right now to heal from you before they leave this earth. Heal. Let them go away knowing that, Lord, I've cleared myself. I got my things tightened up. I tightened up my loose ends. God said it's time to loosen up. Tighten up your loose ends. It's time to put up your bootstrap. It's time to flex your muscles and say, you know what? I am strong. I am the bigger person. I can do this. Change is going to come, but I have to bring forth healing in relationship. God wants you to cause the healing. He wants you to bring back a connect. He wants you to mend that breach. Only you can do it. Some people are looking for you to do it, but you don't want to do it. God said, do it, and I'll make it happen for you. Holla! He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, then I hear. Some of you, church group, lead, I'm talking to leaders today. God said, I want you to start fasting more. I want to get your congregation to start fasting more. He said, Elder, why would you say that? There is a demonic attack on the body of Christ. I repeat, there is a demonic attack on the body of Christ. You said, but why is the demonic attack here? It's attacking us because we're not together. My father just called a fast. Hallelujah. My father just called a fast on Friday. We had people in our church, Greater Bethlehem Temple Church. We had families that were suddenly getting sick, having strokes and high blood pressure, and had to go to the hospital. But I saw something with that, because what God was trying to do is bring us together. My father called a fast from 12 midnight last night to 12 noon today. And we had a message last night of confirmation. We're looking for God to heal. God is already working before that. But the obedience. It's time, church leaders. It's time, head of ministries. It's time, head of outreaches, to cause the people to come back together. There's healing in relationship. The relationship is not dealing with you individual. It's bringing the church together. Look what the Bible said. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, that Christ led captivity captive and gave not degrees, but gave gifts unto men. Why did he give it? He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the empowerment of the body of Christ. Till we in the body of Christ all come together in the unity of the faith. Who did he put in charge of that? He said he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists. He gave some pastors and teachers. These are the leaders that's supposed to mandate and supposed to bring forth healing relationships. If the apostle's not right, the people not going to be right. If the evangelist is not right, the people can't be right. If the prophet's not right, there's no healing in relationship. If the pastor and teachers are not right, how can we come together? Jesus Christ has set in the body these factors that we may work and function to bring harmony, unity, and the pursuit of happiness. It's hell in our churches today because Satan is in our churches. But God said, I designated my house this day. My name is in the house. God saying, if you fast and pray, I'll run the spirits out of your church. I'll get the devil out. I won't only do a spring cleaning, but I'll do a summer cleaning. I'll do an autumn cleaning. I'll do a winter cleaning. I'll do an hourly cleaning. I'll do a minute-by-minute cleaning. I'll do a spiritual cleaning. I'll clean up your house. But God said, you got to fast and pray that I can bring healing in the relationship of God's people. Healing. Healing. Healing of relationship. God is saying, I'm mandating that. This is a marvelous day. This is not Blue Monday, as you usually dictate it's going to be. Today is a glorious day. God has opened up our understanding. God is bringing clarity and awareness to us that the body of Christ is under demonic attack. He said, Elder, you claim it. I know I'm not claiming it. Look what the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Be strong in the Lord, holla, and in the power of his might. What did he tell us? Put on the whole armor of God. That ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, put on the whole armor of God. He said, after you have done all to stand, stand some more with your loins girt about with truth, helmet of salvation. What are you talking about? We have to bring forth healing in our relationship. New destiny today is telling you, your destiny of healing in relationship is in your relationship with God and his people. It's not about you. It's not about I. It's not about me, but it's about we. Some of you got to stop putting forth so much me time and start putting forth some we time. You remember in the world when you could come together at a Tupperware party? Mary Kay parties. But why you can't have no Holy Ghost party at your house where you're breaking bread and prayer and supplication? I didn't say you had an altar in your house, but why you can't bring? He said, oh, how pleasant and how beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. There's a lot of lonely people out there, saints. There's a lot of people that left the partying atmosphere and came to the church down there by themselves. They said, the only way I was, they said, when I was in the world, I got together with you. Why is the body of Christ we're not together? Jesus said, it's time to come together. Open your house up sometime and have some. Then you can have some glorified tea parties where you can have everybody come together and give a praise report for the whole week. What God has done for your life and share. He said, it's my people, which are called by my name. Come together. Don't be afraid. Well, they don't act like I do. Well, you don't act like me, and I still want to be around you. It's time, people, to bring yourself down and let God use you as an instrument, as a tool of praise. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about we. We is the healing of relationship. Us is a healing of relationship. Our is a relationship connection. Let me turn right quick. The Lord has just shifted me somewhere. Let you know how powerful it is in praying together and being together. Let's turn now to the book of Acts, chapter number 12. The Bible said that we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That's the foundational truth of healing relationships. Chapter number 12 of the book of Acts. We're going to tell you something that occurred here. But it wouldn't have occurred if the saints didn't get together. Chapter number 12. It reads, starting at verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex or harass certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Number 3. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Number 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quadrants, 16 soldiers, to keep him, intending after Easter or the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Number 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But look what happened here. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Let me read that again. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church of God for him. Now, look what happened when the power of prayer comes in, and oneness, and healing of relationship. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, breaking the chain. Okay, you hear what I'm saying here. And the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison and smote or hit Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. I want to let someone know today that if you get with your brothers and sisters, a change is going to come. And the change of darkness, the change of depression, the change of disparity will be loosed because the power and the healing of relationship have taken place. Look what he says here. He said, and a light came in, shined in the prison, and the angel smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so Peter did. And he said unto him, put on your garments about thee, and follow me. Number 9. And he went out and followed the angel, or followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by him, by the angel. But he saw a vision. I believe God gonna bless you so well that you're gonna think it's a dream and it's reality. Some of you need to praise God right now. He's getting ready to change some of your dreams into reality. But you must think on or must produce a healing relationship with, first of all, yourself, then the Lord, and then your brothers and sisters. He said, and he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by him, by the angel, but thought it was a vision. Number 10. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forward the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, when he woke up, when he realized there was a real thing going on, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many gathered together, not kissy-fitting, gathered together, not disputing, gathered together, not arguing, but gathered together praying. And
praying.
Peter knocked at the door of the gate. And the damsel came to hearken, name Rose.
Yeah.
And when she knew, she said, and when she knew Peter's voice,
yeah,
she opened up the gate for gladness.
Come on.
But ran in. And told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, are thou mad? In other words, are you crazy? Are you out of your cotton picking mind? Do you not know that Peter's in prison? Do you know Peter's locked up and Peter's getting ready to die? But when man has intended for evil, God's intended for good. God said, I want you to get with your brothers and sisters today. I want you to forgive yourself and forgive others. I want you to go back to the place you thought you supposed to have left, and I want you to make amends, and I want you to be in God's house, and I want you to create healing and relationship. And God said, I'll pardon your sins, and I'll heal your land, and I'll bless your ministry, and I'll bless your household, and I'll cause you to walk up right before me. Look what he said. He said, are you mad? But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. She bugged him so much. She was so sure it was Peter because she remembered his voice. See, let me digress for a moment here. Jesus said, my sheep. Woo, Lord. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it will not follow. You know when the Lord is talking to you. You know when Jesus is talking to you. You know when God is talking to you. Why do you keep questioning what God is trying to tell you? It ain't for me. It is for you. The very fact your spirit is worrying you, God is trying to get your attention, saying you're going the wrong way. You're hanging out with the wrong people. You're doing things that you used to did not do. God saying, rectify it. He said, I'm talking to you right now. And I'm telling you, I know what you're doing. And he said, stop it right now and turn around and come back to me. Come back to me now. Come back to me now. Thus said the Lord, come back to me now. It's not a dream. It's not a vision. I'm telling you right now, come back to me now. He said, how can I come back? Do like you used to do. Get back to me through praying. Get back to me by confessing your sins. Get back to me from rectifying yourself. Start forgiving somebody else. Go back to forgive mama. Forgive daddy. Yeah, they did you wrong. But God's saying, I'm using you to bring healing back. Forgive your son. Forgive your husband. Forgive your wife. Bring the healing back. The Lord is telling you right now, the ball is in your court. What are you going to do with it now? Are you going to put the ball in the basket? Or are you going to kick the ball to the next court? God said, the reason why I'm dealing with you, because you are mine, I want to use you, but I can't use you when you're apart from me. Come back to me. Okay, let me get back to the subject now. He said here, she constantly told him that it was Peter. And then she said, but Peter... So he said, but she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is his angel. It's his angel. No, it's Peter. No, this is reality. No, this is not fantasy. Healing in relationship is mandated by God. But the reason why we won't prosper is because we're not healing. We got ought against our brothers that God is saying, get rid of. I cannot fulfill myself in your temple when you got a lot of stuff in there. He said, get rid of it, and I will restore you back. Don't worry about what they're thinking. Don't worry about how they're thinking. Loose the pride. The Bible said, amen, he said, pride cometh before destruction, and a hardy spirit before a fall. God said, don't worry about what they're saying. I'm trying to get my relationship back with you, because when I come into your path, there's going to be healing. Healing relationships. Okay, let me move on here. So he said, here's this angel. Number 16. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. They were amazed. But he beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declare unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go, show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. What I'm saying, saints, the body is being hindered because you won't get with me. You won't pray with me. You won't even come to my rescue. You won't even give me some money that I may need. You're holding back from me. God said, I cannot heal the relationship. I cannot heal you. I cannot heal your family. I cannot heal your land if you don't come together and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways and turn from your wicked ways and turn from your wicked ways and turn from your wicked ways. You said, what do wicked mean? Wicked means to go to the extent to harm your brother without a cause. You said, well, they did this to me. That's not a cause why you should hate them. For God so loved the world rejected God, but God said, I'm going to unconditionally love you. When you hated me, when you turned your back on me, that's when I sent my son. I sent my son into the world not to condemn the world, but by my son and through his name that the world might be saved. If you said you're a child of God today, if you say you're an ambassador of Jesus Christ, if you say that you're a servant of the Most High, then you bring forth healing right now in the name of Jesus. You bring forth the healing. You bring forth the healing. You bring forth the healing. You make the change is going to come, but it got to come through you. You have to bring healing.
Oh, Jesus.
It's time for you to change. It's time for you to do better. It's time for you to start preaching now. Get your Bible off the shelf and start preaching.
Come on.
Put your robe back on and get back in that pulpit and preach like you used to. Stop bringing visitors in that don't have your best evidence. God called you. Get out there and preach that word. Get on the street corners and preach. Go in the hedges and the highways. Get back and call healing in your neighborhood. Go to the crack house and tell your old friends to get saved. Go before them. Hallelujah. God said, get out. Healing in your mind. Heal yourself in the name of Jesus. Some of your stress is because some of you got high blood pressure because you got too much stuff on your mind. God said, if you get it out of your heart, I'll heal you from the medication. A change is going to come. God said, I heard your voice. You prayed this week. God said, I'm hearing you right now. The very fact God gave this message, God gave this word to Evangelist Adrian. She called me this morning. She didn't call me to help to speak. She said, the Lord gave her word. And then God began to just pour into my head. I said, give it to me today. I said, if you got anybody? She said, no. I said, give it to me today. Let me talk. God is trying to tell somebody. God said, I want to heal your land. I want to pardon your sin, but you won't seek me. You won't consecrate yourself. You won't go into your closet. He said, when you pray, he said, when you cry, he said, don't pray at the hypocrites, the insincere. He said, don't pray. He said, they love to go into the corners in the synagogue. They love to go out and do repetition of the word. He said they got their reward. He said, but when you pray, when you pray, go into thy closet. Go into thy secret place.
Yeah.
And pray in secret. Some people don't know. Some people don't need to hear what you've done. He said, go into your closet, even in the closet in your life. Stay in the closet. Go into your mind and say, Lord, please, Lord, heal me right now. Forgive my sins, Lord. Take away my transgressions, Lord. He's going to say, as David said, he said, according to thy loving kindness and the multitude of thy tender mercies, Lord, blot out my transgressions. And Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me. Take out envy. Take out strife. Take out murder. Take out jealousy. Take out backbiting. Take out lust. Take it out in the name of Jesus. I don't know what to do. All you got to do, Lord, is say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. It's time to bring healing in a relationship with God. All right, as I close, I want you to turn to the book of 2 Timothy. Lord, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody.
Thank you.
Don't commit suicide now. God said, I heard your cry. God said, I heard your supplication. God said, I heard you. God said, I'm going to heal you. You heal right in the name of you. You heal right now. You heal right. You heal right now in the name of you. I rebuke the enemy right now. You heal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now. right now. God is touching somebody right now. Lift up your hands and praise him. You are not done yet. I want to restore you. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time.
Oh, glory.
Possible. All right. Someone put your hand on the radio right quick. Someone put your hand on the phone right quick. Someone put your hand where it needs in the Bible right quick and say, I thank you, Lord, for the healing right now.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah!
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right,
thank you, God.
As I'm closing, let me give you a scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. The reason why
there's not healing in relationship is because right now there's terrible times. The economy.
Thank you, Jesus.
The things that are happening in the world. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Saints,
we're
under demonic attack. Saints, Satan wants you that he may desire to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I already prayed that your faith shall abound. Look what he said. He said, when you be converted, then strengthen your brother. When you be converted, then strengthen your brother. First of all, get yourself clean. Then you can think of the goodness of Jesus and tell somebody else about it and let them know that God can heal. He can heal because he healed me first. He delivered me because he delivered me first. He brought me out. He can bring you up because he brought me out first. And if God did it before, he can do it again. He did it once. He can do it twice. He did it before. He can do it again. But you got to praise him. You confuse your enemy. Praise him. And the feeling of the family. Praise.
Okay.
2 Timothy. Let me read this thing before I end. I believe God is speaking. Please, today, let us know if God has touched you before this telecast is on.
Thank you, God.
Look what Timothy was saying, or look what Paul was telling Timothy. I'm going to read 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. That's 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, verses 1 through 7. Now, look. What's going to happen? I'm going to read very slowly so you can understand. He said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Is it perilous? Is it dangerous? Is it worrisome? Is it not good? That's what kind of day we're living in. He says, number two, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covers. We're talking about covers here. We're talking about money lovers. Of their own, they just be lovers of themselves. Covers, money lovers. Boasters, proud. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. Watch this. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away.
Turn away.
For of this sort are they crept into houses and led captive, silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts. But number seven was really I want you to put the star on. The problem of relationships not being healed, the reason why we're not healed is this. Ever learning. And never able to come to the knowledge of truth. I'm going to read that again. Ever learning as ever able to come into the knowledge of truth. Let me read it one more time. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. To know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Walk in the truth. He said, when you find the truth, walk in therein. And he said, the truth is God's word. What are you saying? Thanks to God in my clothing. That in order to heal, have a healing relationship, in order to bring forth healing relationships, first of all, number one, you must love God with you. Lord God, thou shalt love the Lord with all your mind, all your soul, all your might. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and direct your path. Here, let us get a conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. So, in other words, you're supposed to build a relationship with God. You and God. Then after you do that, Jesus said, a new commandment I leave unto you, that you love one another. And I also love you. He said, by this love, all men will know that you are my disciples, because you have loved one for another. And next one, he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one another that ye may be healed. God bless you. Healing relationships. God is saying, I'm mandating it from the day on. You heard by the sound of our voice. God is requiring for you to create the breaches, to support and cause mending, to cause restoration, and to restore those back to purity and integrity. It's your job. God works in you and through you for others. Thank you very much.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Woo, what can we say? It's nothing left. Hey, I don't know.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, if you ever see a secret closet.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, if you see me again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
the message, and you know what would be the essence, and what would be the meat of this message. And he and I talk, and as we begin to talk, I told him the Lord put in my spirit healing relationships, and then he began to get direct me to some scriptures, and he said, "You have a speak." I said, "No." I said, "This is the great cast." I said, when God put these things in my spirit, I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? I don't even know where to start with some of the stuff that God deposits in my spirit. So I began to tell Dr. Singleton. And he said, "You have a speaker of God." I said, "No, I don't have nobody. You can get it to me." He said, "Oh, come on." And so I want you all to know, those of you that received the text, this was, because I am a person that enjoys promoting. I enjoy getting the word out. I enjoy sending out something to let people know, hey, this is, the Lord is speaking. This is what's going on. That's just what I do. I enjoy it. And so I got a late text out, and then I communicated with the co-host, Sister Ruby, and told her Dr. Singleton was coming on. And we've never done anything like this. I usually call and confirm if he has any availability. But the Lord knew he gave us, and he wanted this subject matter to be expounded on. And what better person that can break down and teach this thing like Dr. Singleton? Other than Dr. Singleton, God Almighty would have to make an appearance, I tell you, because he never leaves a stone unturned. And Dr. Singleton, as I heard that healing relationships, I hadn't heard from my son in about 5 months or so. So Saturday when I went to my P.O. box, when I went to my P.O. box, there was a letter from my son. And it just broke me down. And then he began to just say some things about my daughter and everything. And so this subject matter is dealing with healing relationships. It's just not dealing with the relationship because of a fallout, because of some bitterness, because of some envy and strife and jealousy. No, it just doesn't, that is not all in the context of it. When you're talking about healing relationships, you're talking about a whole lot of different scenarios, a whole lot of different situations and circumstances, even as I'm speaking. And I'm going to let Sister Ruby, you know, I know Sister Ruby lost her daughter about 2 years ago, but she died a natural death. My daughter was murdered. So even though we lost daughters, the circumstances surrounding our loss was different. It was different. Now, that doesn't mean my grieving process and my healing process is going to be different than hers, or greater or lesser than hers. No, a loss is a loss. But sometimes we can process it a little bit differently. Amen? So when we're talking about healing relationships, some of us have relationships where, you know, we never recover from. I was reading online about a mother that said she left a little newborn baby in the bed, and the three-year-old was there. And when she came back, the baby was on the floor, and she screamed at the three-year-old. And years later, after the three-year-old became a young adult, the mother said she had a flashback of when that happened. And she said she couldn't understand why her relationship with her daughter was strained. But she said she began to explain to her daughter what happened at the age of 3 years old. And she said she told her daughter, she just screamed at the three-year-old. And he said, "You get out of here and go in your room and she was very harsh with the 3-year-old. So we don't even know if the 3-year-old, if the 3-year-old, which is adult now, remembered that moment. We don't know it, but the mother remembered it, and she felt like that could have been an incident that strained their relationship. We don't know how people process things. All of us are different. We have different personalities. We have different mindsets. We have different character traits. But guess what? We need healing. We need healing, and Dr. Singleton said we can't receive healing because guess what? We don't even communicate. We don't even walk in the truth as we should. We don't love the Lord like we should. We don't obey and study and get his word like we should. And he said that's why we can't be healed. I heard him, and I'm going back. And I got to listen to this message again because I need some healing. Hallelujah. We're preaching and teaching to others. And there's some areas that we still haven't got the victory in. There's some areas we still haven't overcome. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this word. This was ordained by God today. Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines, and Dr. Singleton says he want to hear from you all. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord God. I bless you for this word today.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Dr. Singleton, before I open the line, I just want to let you know, Dr. Singleton, that Evangelist Evangelist Cummins was on, and she had to drop off probably. She was on for a long time. Oh, she loved you. And Evangelist Joshua was on. She missed you so much. She told me, tell you she loved you, but it was important that she had to leave. So thank you. So I'm going to go to Sister T. Sister T?
Hey.
Sister T, your line is open.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Huh.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Your line is open.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
God bless you. That was truly a word from God. I just thank God for that word because on yesterday, I ended up joining a new church because I had got out of fellowship. I'm just being honest with you, with the last church I was at because they moved. And I'm going to be honest, I was doing some things that wasn't pleasing to God. And I heard God say so clearly to me, time for a change. And sure enough, the message yesterday was, it's time for a change. And I just found myself, I went on and joined, and the first lady, she had been calling me and checking on me. And I just appreciate that, and I thank God for this ministry being there for me. And I just had to break some connections with some people that just really didn't mean me any good. You know, I found myself going back doing things that I know I wasn't supposed to be doing. So I'm just trying to be in right standing with God, and I'm glad that you talked about relationships. I've been wondering for almost 10 months now, why am I back here in Oakland, a place that I grew up at? But I know that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to restore my relationship back with my family. So I just ask you to continue to pray my strength to the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be and to make sure he continues to disconnect me with people that don't mean me no good, that don't want God. So I just thank God for this ministry, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I thank you, for, Pastor Singleton, for coming on. I love you, Mother Ruby, and just continue to pray my strength to the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Albertine.
Oh, good morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Hamilton, that was just powerful, right on time, what I needed to hear today. Because I've been dealing with a lot of things as far as relationships and people. And one thing the Lord has done is really grown me up and shown me people around me and who people truly are. And he'll show you by removing certain things. He'll show you by showing that people are your friends only because they have a hidden agenda, or because they want their hair done, or because they see what you have, but then I genuinely have your back. And how you know that is let something go wrong. You know, maybe you can't do their hair. Maybe you don't have a place for them to stay anymore. Maybe you don't have money to give them. Your true friend will be there for you. Your true friend will help you when you're down. Your true friend will stand by your side. And yes. The Lord is showing me that I had to remove so many people from around me. Thank God for that. If I have to be alone, I'll be alone. But I know that I have God with me. I know I have God's word, and I know I have God on my side. And even today, where I'm in the process of moving, and I need a place to stay for a couple more weeks because I just ran out of time. And, you know, my daughter's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend offered me their apartment, rent paid up for the month, move in, and she told me that that was not her problem. So I told her, you know, it's okay. I love you and I forgive you because I see that it's nothing but the enemy, but I'm still going to trust God. It's nothing that's going to, if I have to sleep in my car, I'm going to trust God. Oh. If I don't have two nickels to rub together.
Oh, have mercy.
I know that if this has, I promise you, there will be a great.
Wow. Oh, yes, you're going to have a great day. You're going to have a great day.
You bear witness, Pastor Hamilton, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, who's ever on the line, you bear witness. I guarantee you in this test, for God I shall live and for God I shall die. I will stand right here and I'm going to wait on the Lord. If I got to put my bags out in the street and wait, I will wait.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, I will wait because I believe and I trust God that He has already made that way. And I promise you, in this test, there will be a testimony. I've been doing, I'm going to tell you something real quick. I've been doing celebrity for 15 years. I'm not going to mention her name. 15 years. 15 years. Well, she got her show that I helped her with, got her company that I developed, got her products that she helped. She didn't even mention my name. But I said, you know what, Lord, that's all right. That's okay.
God got it record, babe.
She told me to ask me for some of my shows. And I said, that's all right. You know, praise the Lord.
God got
it. And even recently, I just did her hair again. She canceled the check. This woman is a multimillionaire. But I'm going to tell you what, the devil is a liar. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to stand on that word. And I promise you to this day, as I stand and live and breathe, from this test, there shall be a testimony. I trust the Lord. I trust that word. My relationship is with God. My relationship is with that word of God. My relationship is praising Him every day. My relationship is helping whoever I can help. If I got $5, you got $2.50. My relationship is seeking ye first the kingdom of God and letting it all. Everything else I shall have. Everything else, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else should be added on to you. He had to strip me. He had to break me. He had to remove everything to show me I am in control of this.
Ah, hallelujah.
Your relationship and love will stand with me first, or you will have nothing. So for God I live, and for God I shall die, and I trust God, I am done. I told my son, don't you worry about it. God has already taken care of it. So thank you, Pastor Hamilton, for that on that word of relationship. Because our relationship has to be with loving God first. It has to be dedication. It has to be His word, and not only just knowing His word, but sharing it with others. The things we experience is not just for us, but it's to also go out and minister and share to others. We experience, I'm not experiencing this for myself. I'm experiencing this for others.
Whoa.
So that's all right. If it helps one person, it was worth going through it. It's all right with me. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Singleton.
Dr. Singleton, sorry.
That's Dr. Singleton, not Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Dr. Singleton. Thank you so much. I thank you for that word. Thank you for being a man of God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God moving, girl.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Moving. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing. Hallelujah. Well, greater testimony. Greater is coming. Woo, God. You don't have a testimony, honey. Trust me, God will not. God will not forsake you.
That's right.
He will not leave you out in the cold. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Okay, Sister Dawn. Okay, I'll come back. Okay. Sister Cammy.
Yes, hi. Praise God. Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby. Sister Eric, everybody else is online. I'm kind of drunk in the spirit right now, so. I feel Holy Spirit all over me. It's kind of hard for me to talk because God, the Holy Spirit is so powerful and so strong. And it's kind of God's way of taking me and relaxing me because I've been stressing out so much lately. And last night I struggled so much with sleep. So just within that word, Dr. Singleton, it allowed God to come in and heal me and allow me to just relax. It just really, really relaxed me and let me know everything's going to be okay. And to Sister Albertine, I know what she's going through. And I, know that greater is on the other side. And I believe that God is going to do it all what he say he's going to do. And she knows it. So I thank God right now for Dr. Singleton, Sister Evangelist, Bernard, Sister Ruby, and everybody else. And again, that word was powerful. And it's hard for me to speak because, again, I'm just enjoying what I'm feeling right now. I'm enjoying God just removing all the stress, removing everything that I'm thinking about, and allowing me just to focus on the word. So thank you so much for that. Yeah, thank you so much.
Dr. Singleton, Sister Cammy. A couple of weeks ago, I said, you have anything on your heart? I was asking them, you all, any subject matters that you all like to hear? And she said, what about do something on relationships? You know what? God answered your prayers.
Wow. Amen. I received that.
God
answered
your prayers. I'll tell you, this was.
Yeah, it was right on time.
This was awesome today. We're going to have to put this one on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere because this was powerful. And how can you come behind a teaching such as this, I tell you? It's just awesome. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Sister Cammy.
Thank you.
I want you all to just be in agreement. I want everybody to be in agreement with us, with Sister Albertine. That God is going to overtake God is going to bless her. She will not be sleeping in no car. Hallelujah. We declare and decree. The God that we serve, he is a provider. Hallelujah. He is a shelter in the power of the storm. So just know, hallelujah, you in the storm, baby. But God got you covered. And can't nobody cover you like Jesus. Can't nobody cover you like Jesus. Hallelujah. So let him be that shelter for you to do. I'll give you all the power. Hallelujah. What the Lord did. God wants the glory out of something. He don't want our family to get any glory where they can put their chest out and boast it. God said, can't nobody do it like me, baby. Nobody can do it like me. Hallelujah. So you just trust God. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. Honey, God got your back. Hey, yo, come on, Messiah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you today. Woo! Dr. Singleton and certify you today. Ah, glory to God. Anybody else, Sister Ruby? You don't know about she yet. Hallelujah.
Don.
Oh, we bless you today.
Excuse me.
Hallelujah.
Okay, she's not answering, but Dr. Singleton, we had a few was on, and they stayed on long as they could. Sister Kim.
Right.
Kimmy and Sister Barbara, she came on even though she has problems with her ears. So keep up in prayer, Dr. Singleton. And your sister
right.
Barbara Williams, she did come on, but she had to drop off.
Right.
And that's about it. 111 and 41's in the end. And I guess she was on Skype. I got to talk to her a minute, but then the music came on, so I couldn't get her number. So hopefully she'll come back on. Over
okay.
to you, Evangelist Bernard.
All right, you can have, you want to need a, have a comment or a remark, Sister Ruby, go right ahead and give it back to Dr. Singleton.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I just love you, the Jesus in you, Dr. Singleton, and I've been calling, making sure they get on the line. So I let Evangelist Josh told me, let you know she was on that line and she loved you, and she had to rush away. But the
all
word
right.
was, blessing, the relationship. When I think about relationship, you know how you're thinking about a marriage or a boyfriend and girlfriend, but it's so much to the relationship. First, you have
yes.
to be healed, and then you have a relationship with you and Jesus Christ. And I said, you know, I'm a witness, but my daughter passed away 2 years ago, and I feel like my heart is just broke. I never felt a feeling like that in my life, and I love the Lord and all like that, but it's just like I was saying, I was just ready to get in the coffin with her and go on out of here, and I haven't healed as I should be healed to know that I need to get back out there and go to work with them. And I, when you brought the word today, it touched my heart. I say, Lord, you got to heal this part of me. So I out and be a witness for you, and it's and I'm feeling the healing coming in. I thank hallelujah for using you to bring the word to me, because healing is so many aspects of life. I never thought that I would be in this situation. I looked at her as being healed and from the outside, but I didn't know what the inside was going on, and it was just never. Because I wasn't even looking for her because she wasn't sick. So you can be saved, and you can feel like this, because I was just kind of, the scripture came to me, Jesus cried over Lazarus. So it's all right to cry, but it's over 2 years, and I need to be mended and healed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I thank the Lord that he used you and Ms. Bernard to bring up this subject about healing relationships with passing all the effects of our lifetime. So God bless you, and I love you, and I love you for the Jesus in you, and you're so obedient and faithful to come on to God's people and leave that word. So pray my strength in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back to you, Reverend.
Thank you.
Back to you. Oh, she said give it to you, Dr. Singleton.
Okay.
Okay,
yes, thank you very much. And, you know, praise the Lord, everyone. I just thank God. I don't usually say things out because I know that in ministry you have to be open, because even though if you don't specialize in a particular gift, God can use different gifts to flow through you. So I like to consider myself as being a vessel of honor to the Lord, because if I don't possess a certain gift, then God can still pour that working of the gift in you. But there were some things that came out of my mouth today I didn't know. I wouldn't have said it on my own. When I said, as I speak, healing will come forth. And this, I don't do things like that because I like to walk in the Spirit. But God was doing some things today, and I don't know how many people he's touching out there, but I believe today that Spirit that came upon us that's in the airway, that God is trying to do something to the body of Christ, because there is a demonic attack against the body of Christ. And the only way that demonic attack can really affect us if we don't come together. So it's very imperative. And sister really has touched my heart. And God's going to bless you. You don't have to worry about being homeless. He's going to make a way for you. But the thing is, I love hearing from you that no matter what comes of me, I'm going to trust in the Lord. See, right there, that's powerful. Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. My understanding is, if a friend don't give me something, that's it. But God said, He said, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. There will be somebody there to help you in Jesus' name. But I wanted to say that I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank God's people are great. There is an attack on the saints as a whole. But, of course, when he attacks individuals, he attacks things that are attached to people. So sometimes our families can be affected because our relationship in God is such. But don't worry. If we could, like you said, the Bible said in the book of Second Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse 14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, well, first of all, humble themselves. Secondly, seek my face. Thirdly, turn from your wicked ways. Then he said in his word, then I will do it. I will heal, pardon your sins, and I will heal your land. So it's very important that the body of Christ come together. And I know that this week is going to be a powerful week. We want you to get your neighbors, get people that have access to phone and internet, that they tune in this week on various speakers that Evangelist Bernard is going to bring on to bring forth this clarity in relationship. Today is only one aspect or one area of what relationship and healing should be about. But it's very important that whatever you get, make sure that it's unto the Lord and that you build a relationship with the body of Christ, which we all supposed to come together. If we come together, things will change for the better. So I want to thank you very much, Evangelist, for having me on. I thank the Lord for all of you listening. And thank you. Just keep me in your prayers. I want to say something that came to my mind. I lost a son in 2002. He lived for about a month. But do you not know when I lost that child, there was a void that was in me that I was experiencing, but then I was anticipating to experience the worst. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I went up the coast, and I walked up and down the beach. I said, Lord, I said, I don't know what to expect. I said, I'm expecting the worst, because some people get divorces, some people commit suicide. Many things come about when you lose something of that. I said, but Lord, this void that I have in my heart right now, I said, Lord, I'm looking for you to fill it right now. And I said, Lord, the reason why I need to heal because I want to be there for my wife, because she didn't want to carry the baby and she was going through more than I did. I said, Lord, help me to be a help to my wife. Do you not know within the coming days after that, and mind you, I was taking a course at Cal State Long Beach in engineering. I had finals that week. The Lord blessed that I was able to get a passing grade, and I didn't fail because I wasn't able to really take the finals because I wasn't there mentally. So the Lord blessed me. I was able to pass my class. I had enough points to pass my class, and the Lord blessed me to have strength. He began to heal me. When I said, Lord, because when the baby was laying there dead, I told my dad, I said, Dad, I don't even know if I can preach anymore. And he said, son, he said, you can't say that. But I got so down, I said, I didn't even know I was going to preach anymore. I said, I don't even know if I can preach anymore because I can heal folks all across the country, but I couldn't heal my son. But do you not know God gave me strength in the coming days? Now, here it is, 2012, 2013. It's been years. But with that experience, I was able to see that other folks was going through the same thing I did and even worse things. Because my son, before he died, he had hemorrhage in the brain. He had a code 5, both sides of the brain were filled with brain. So if he would have lived, he would have been a vegetable right now. And I talked to parents that had their child that was a vegetable. And they said, well, you know, they said, you blessed to not go through. He said, we had to go through a lot. We had to go through a lot of the medical expenses and apparatus we had to have out. He said, but, you know, so the doctor was telling me, they told me, he said, you should pull the plug because the baby's suffering. I said, no, I'm not going to pull the plug. I said, I'm going to let God's will be done. And God's will was to take the child. But I learned so much from that. I was able to interact with people and talk to people that lost their children, and they was able to share that with me. They kept it in for years and years, but they was able to share with me, and they said it felt better once they released that. But when I learned so much. So now when children have lost, parents have lost their child, I'm able to at least have an understanding. And like the sister said, some things is used that it can be a testimony. Because how can people come to the Lord when they don't know that God is able to secure them, to heal them, to have them overcome? That's where the healing is. Healing in relationship is having the ability to have circumstances in your life, and God has given you the ability to override it or to somehow bypass it where it didn't affect you, and you're able to help other people. People need testimonies today. People need to hear that God is able. He did it back in Moses' day. He did it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it with Paul and Silas. He did it with Peter. But in the 21st century, God can use what you thought was evil. God can use it as a tool to bring others in relationship with God. I'm talking about healing. So keep us in your prayers. God will continue to use me, and that I'll allow him to use me to help in the healing of relationship with the body of Christ. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please, Sister Adrian, you can take it from here. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. You really have touched on so much, and I think everybody on this line can identify with healing in every aspect of their lives. We just thank God, and I'm so happy that we are in the body, and therefore God gives us a special grace for healing. He gives us a grace that the sinner man has not even been exposed to. Amen.
Right.
So there is joy if we can continue, like Dr. Singleton said, to keep our spirit high and lifted up and stay in the Word. Stay in the truth. Don't go searching it because you hear this one is there and that one is there. You better know who you're going to hear. Hallelujah. I'm getting the mind like Sister Ruby now. Some of these places I'm not going into, because guess what? I don't want God's wrath to come now on me while I'm in a place that I shouldn't be in. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
The scripture told you. Talked about the 17 spirits. All those spirits, they're waiting to attach themselves to somebody. Don't let it be you. So join us for the rest of the week. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Give our love to your beautiful wife for allowing you to give us this time to minister the word to the people of God. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for hosting and opening up the board and everybody. And Sister Albertine, I just want to say a special prayer for her right now. God, hallelujah. Lord, you say you are rewarder to those that diligently seek you, Lord God. God, Sister Albertine have been faithful to this broadcast, God. She has sown seeds to this ministry, Lord God. Now, at her time of need, God, we know you are God that will never forsake us. We know you are God that will always come to our rescue, Lord God. We're asking you to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord God. Hallelujah. Restore the joy, Lord God. Don't let our threat, don't let our worry cover her sons, Lord God, and everything that they have need of, God. We're looking to you to be the provider. And you can provide like no other man can do on this earth, because the earth is yours. And everything that belongs in it, it belongs to you. And we're speaking, hallelujah, we speak it into our life today, that there will be peace, that there will be shelter, that there will be food, that there will be provision for her and her family, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we appreciate you. And we're asking you to continue to cover each and every one of our listeners. Remember those that were, if anybody was in the chat room, those that will go back in the archives and listen to this beautiful message that you had given to Dr. Winston Singleton. We thank you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, you all continue to have a marvelous
Monday, and we're looking for you to return for Terrific Tuesday on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you all. Terrific Tuesday, Dr. Singleton.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
We had Dr. Michael Mosley in the chat room, and he said, bless all of us. I meant to ask
God
Dr.
bless you.
Dr. Michael Mosley, Dr. Singleton may know him, but he said, bless us. So it was one in the chat room. So we shout out to him. Okay, we're going to close.
All right, where is he from? Did he say what area he was from?
No, he didn't say what area. He just put his name and then bless us on the broadcast.
Dr. Michael Mosley, amen. Well, we will certainly, thank God for him being with us today. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Okay, we're going to close out with God Is Here by Juanita Bodman.
Oh, Lord. God is here.